the Happy Half Hour, brought to you by Trump Impeach Vodka, a peach-flavored vodka sent to a special delivery from the people at State 38 Distillery, who watch the show and make alcohol, which incidentally makes them my favorite people of all time. We will drink some of their special recipes with our special guest, who's been on the show before, actually, just not in moving form. You may have noticed we use stock photos all the time on the show, and there is one person in particular that seems to make the most appearances. So we decided, why not try to figure out who she is and where she is? So we scoured the internet and found her. And we are very excited to bring you, the Happy Half Hour audience, someone you already know quite well, Robin Higgins, who, it turns out, is a comedian and a scientist and a stock photo model, which makes her the singular most interesting person in the world, if you ask me. So let's meet the woman who has already become a legend around here on the Happy Half Hour. Hey, everybody, it's a Happy Half Hour. Robin Higgins. I'm so happy that you're here.
Yay.
It's so great. It's like an out-of-body experience.
I'm just excited to be famous for one time.
You're totally famous. You've been on all kinds of stuff. I'm really glad to share this with you. We're going to mention this, get this out of the way, but I'm excited that a viewer sent us Impeach Vodka, which they distill in Golden, Colorado. You can get it. Some other people who are very famous have also drunk it, including Stormy Daniels, who has definitely held a bottle and signed it and sent it to them, and they sent it to us. You can get this at cellar.com, C-E-L-L-A-R.com. So we're really happy. We are going to share this first recipe they sent us, which is called the Moron Lago, which is a peach iced tea type drink. Cheers.
Mm. Oh, no, I messed up. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the superstitions. Okay, so.
Yum.
I'm so happy you're here.
Yay.
Okay, we're gonna start off with some icebreakers. Howard Schultz, who's running for president, theoretically, and he created Starbucks, he went on a show and he does not know how much Cheerios cost for a single box. Mm. He's a billionaire, I understand. He doesn't buy a lot of Cheerios. How much do Cheerios cost? A box.
$3.99?
$4.
Oh, whoa!
That was amazing.
Yes.
I'll drink to that, jeez. Also trending on Twitter this week, no one apparently knows anyone in Maroon 5 besides Adam Levine. Can you name anyone in Maroon 5 besides Adam Levine?
No, but I know that he's friends with Sarah Silverman because she's always in those videos.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know why.
If you had to guess the names of people in Maroon 5, what names do you think would be in there?
Burgundy Man?
Let's check. I have it open on my phone. Is it Burgundy Man?
Dark Pink Sire? No, I don't know.
I had it open. And so the members of Maroon 5, first of all, when you Google it, there's 8 of them listed, which is dubious. Jesse Carmichael.
Sure.
James Valentine. Mm-hmm. PJ Morton.
Okay.
Matt Flynn.
Okay.
Flynn. I said Flim, but it's Flynn. Sam Farrar, Ryan Dussick, and Mickey Madden. Mickey Madden has the best name. So it's names like Sam, Matt, Jesse.
Just some dudes. Some dudes making some. Technically, that is music. Yep. Can't say it's not music. All right.
Yes. I feel like I've heard this song before. Type music. Okay. So let's talk about you.
Okay.
How did you get into doing this kind of thing? How did it come about, the idea to upload all of these photos?
Yeah, well, they all came from one shoot, and it was just that I was dating a photographer at the time. So you move to LA, you become a comedian, and then you end up dating people like photographers. And so I would help him on his shoots, and it was fun to collaborate and stuff. And then I also had this blog, which got hacked last year, so I can't plug it. I suppose I would.
What was it about, and how did it get?
It was on WordPress. It was called The Higgs Weld On. It was just like a comedy magazine that people would submit to. It was up for like 7 years, and then like people just like make viruses that aren't targeted. They're just out to get anyone whose website is vulnerable.
So the Higgs boson, I assume it referenced, that's the God particle. Mm-hmm, do you think it was someone who was defending God?
No.
No, not at all.
Because when they hacked the website and crashed it, they had a little, I'm sorry to like ignore improv rules there. I really know.
No, that's
really
fine. No, it's totally fine.
But yeah, they had like he put his image, and it was just like a picture of like a dude with like a wolf on his head, and it was just like, you've been like, your website's gone. I was just like, all right, well, I have this really sad image, like, I guess goodbye. So anyway, because of that, I had done a bunch of stock photos, so I used this site Pixabay, which is free stock photos, and I'd see like they have, you know, so many downloads, and like that's just kind of funny. And so I was like, this just seems like a random thing. I have this photographer access, and like I use stock photos, like I'll just be a stock photo person.
So good. And how, there's like, I'd have to say at least like 20 photos, maybe more.
Yeah.
And they're free. So you can go download them at Pixabay right now. And they've ended up some like pretty amazing places. You sent some examples.
Oh yeah, there have been all over the place. So they have, at this point, I think they have 250,000 downloads. Yeah, this is my friend just tell us this week. My friend is being trained as a, when you're like in a school and you have to like report if like someone's being abused.
Oh wow,
like mandated reporter. Mm-hmm. And so my friend is being trained in this, and then they sent me this picture. So I'm the sign for in LA for being trained for emotional abuse.
Next to something that says penal code, we also have how to deal with toxic family members.
Biblically, yeah. This whole article is a gem. If you guys want to go to SPAG, I think that font is also for spaghetti. Like it's a spaghetti curled. Yeah, because you don't want to just deal with the toxic family members without Jesus. You need to bring him into the mix.
The best part is like you're confused in the
photo. Right,
yeah. And you're like, why am I even here? There's another one. This one was actually my favorite.
Oh yeah.
Postpartum depression, a first person account.
This is more like postpartum rage in my opinion. They should have picked a sadder looking photo.
Right. You also sent us some photos that you did not choose to upload.
Yeah, so they got popular and I was like, oh, because originally it was like kind of a comedy bit. And then I was just like, oh, I don't want to like have people getting offended. So here are some that ultimately I decided the internet would become vengeful if I posted. There's a bunch of gun prop ones.
It was also some
pregnancy. Yeah, here's the one. This was my favorite one. I'm going to upload this one day when I'm ready for the stock photo train to end. And so, there's this one too.
So for those of you listening to the podcast version of this, she is pregnant with a gun to her head.
Yeah.
And then, just to not show favoritism, you versus the baby, there's also a gun to the baby's head.
Right. Oh yeah. My God.
So thank you so much for being here. We got a lot more show coming up. We're going to take a break right now. And we come back, how people are helping out during the polar vortex. We're going to go see how there's a group of cowboys in Compton that are helping young kids. And then some pretty silly stuff, too. So don't go away. And now, let's see what resurfaced on Reddit this week. I just want to thank you, Reddit, because I had almost forgotten about this story from 2016 with the headline, Spider Bites Australian Man on Penis Again. I have so many questions. Was it the same spider? What are the odds that it would bite the same penis? Either way, I'm glad I got a reminder of this tale when it resurfaced on Reddit this week. Welcome back, everybody. Okay, so let's talk about this Australian story. I love the fact that the name of the article, it has the word again in it.
Yeah. Just to make sure, like, you want to pay attention to this spider penis story, not the other ones.
This is the story of a 21-year-old man in Australia who is a tradesman, which I'm sure is, like, a term for, like, construction worker because he went to a work site. And apparently on the work site, there is a portable bathroom. 5 months earlier, he had been bitten on the penis there. This time he said that he looked all around, up and down, and then he got bit on the penis again by a different spider. Is it the same spider? Who knows? This is his reaction. He said, I'm the most unlucky guy in the country at the moment. I was sitting on the toilet doing my business and I just felt a sting that I felt the first time. I was like, I can't believe this happened again. I looked down and I've seen a few little legs come around the rim of what? I don't know, it's too graphic, but like, I hope it's the rim of the toilet. Some people online I saw were like, dude, stop trying to have sex with that spider.
I feel like it's on purpose. I'm totally like, no, this guy wants this. He's searching this. Like, there, no. Because also the physics of it are like, okay, so he has to be sitting down. He's not peeing. So he's, and then like, where does it
Like, it must have been hiding. It's also Australia.
Okay, that's fair. Maybe it was just like many more spiders.
So the kind of spider that they didn't report out what bit him the second time, but the first time it was a red-backed spider. It is related. I mean, this is a terrifying spider. For Americans, it's basically like a black widow spider, but the red spot is on the back. And they bite 2,000 people a year.
That's not that many. Right.
There's millions of people in Australia, I would assume. And for this guy, it's just a little too sketchy. I don't know.
Yeah, this is his kink. It's fine. Let this be your kink.
He said that the people that he worked with, they took him to the hospital. The first time, he said, they got worried the first time. This time, they were making jokes before I was getting in the car. I don't know, man. Just keep them away from your junk. He says, I'm not going to use any of those porta-johns. I'd say go in the morning, don't drink coffee, and then go at home in the morning, and then go at night. Anyways, I wish him a speedy recovery. This did happen in 2016, but it's worth mentioning again. Okay, something that's happening right now is the polar vortex, and it is a absolutely catastrophic weather event. Did you see the headlines were saying things like it's 77 degrees below zero, or
yeah,
it feels
crazy.
Like 55 degrees below. Have you ever experienced anything?
Nope.
Where are you from?
I'm from Northern California, and I went to school in Atlanta, and I went there to avoid the snow for like a big chunk of.
Yes.
Yeah.
So these people, I mean, to give you an idea of what it is like out there, someone called the Mad Catter took a photo and posted it on Reddit. And this is an image from the inside of their house.
That's crazy.
The cold, the moisture inside the house condensed on the hinges inside the door. And as a result, that froze. And suddenly you could see that it had turned into like a frozen snow on their hinges.
That feels like the movie, like the moment in a movie where like these start to come into the house. You know, you think you're all safe in one location, and then like they finally get in that place too. Like,
right.
Snow shouldn't be allowed to just creep into your house.
It comes. Another thing on that we saw was also trending on Reddit. It was from Pimmy Steam Skis. I don't know what that name is, but they took a video of Lake Michigan. And there is this phenomenon called steam ice.
That's
or
crazy.
Ice steam. I mean, this is the most terrifying thing. There is a fine fog because the water is warmer than the air by so much. It evaporates and just creates this horrifying steam. Ugh.
Yeah, it's some White Walker stuff right there.
Winter has come. And if you see like the maps, it absolutely looks like the wall is down.
Yeah.
but good God, I would never, like, let's say you had to go outside and you had to like go to work and it was negative 20 degrees. Like, what would you do?
Complain. A lot to anyone that could hear me.
Here's another video of someone who is demonstrating how cold it is and showed how quickly the water freezes. So they threw water on the glass outside their house and it instantly froze into sheets. It's absolutely amazing. So some people have done some amazing stuff. There's 142 warming centers that people opened up in the Chicago Parks District with 500 shelter beds. There's a bunch of places where people can go. They're calling them warming centers where they're closing down schools and using those facilities for people to be able to go. In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, there's one shelter that is like, we will never get full. We will always find room for someone if they need to come in. We're not gonna turn anyone away. But some people still have a sense of humor through it all, because there is, in Whiteland, Indiana, the police department tweeted this. They said, if everyone could refrain from committing crime these next few days, that would be great, okay? Thanks. But seriously, though, that's super awesome. Some Good Samaritan paid for 70 hotel rooms for homeless people in Chicago. And there's this one diner called Stella's Diner that has a lot of regulars. They couldn't open for business, but their regulars are kind of old, so they called all their older regulars to make sure that they're good. So good for them, and good for everybody that's helping each other through all this. Before we go, I have a question. Before we take another break, I have a question for you. How many leeches is too many leeches?
One, any amount, yeah.
Well, there was a man in the Toronto airport.
Ugh.
Who was arrested because he smuggled 5,000 leeches.
Ugh.
Yes, he tried to bring 5,000 leeches into the country. He did
Why?
Not know.
Because apparently, so we'll skip one of the graphics and go to, in 2004, the Food and Drug Administration approved the use of leashes for certain surgical applications, including trauma and reconstructive
procedures.
That's
like all I ever think about them for is just medicine stuff.
Right, but from like the 1500s. So 5,000 is a little much. We have a artist rendering of what he must have looked like. There it is. Anyways, all right, we gotta take a break. When we come back, we got more Happy Half Hour for you. Don't go away. And now, kids who are better than you. Last week, Kai Struthers of New Jersey bowled a perfect game. Which is very impressive. Even more impressive, he's 10, making him the second youngest person to bowl a perfect 300 in the history of America. Which makes him worse than Hannah Diem of Seminole, Florida, who did the same thing when she was 9. But it makes him better than literally every other American ever. And you know what that means. He's a kid who is better than you.
So impressive for that kid. What was the most impressive thing you did as a child?
Oh, God. I don't know.
You're impressive now. You're like a lecturer. Like, you are at a college, right? Mm-hmm. And you teach people what?
Chemistry. Yeah. That's my day job, is being a chemistry lecturer at Mount St. Mary's.
That's absolutely... So you know stuff at a college level. Not just at a college level, but enough to teach kids.
That's right.
Or young adults. That's amazing. Okay. So here's something else where people are doing good stuff for kids. This is the Compton Cowboys. Compton, you don't know it as a place that would have cowboys necessarily, but little known fact, there are horses in Compton. Just if you go over there, it's close to where we are actually. There are actually horses. 10 friends who have known each other since they were very young eventually founded a group called the Compton Cowboys in 2017. And they use that to kind of keep kids off the street. They rescue horses. And here's what one of the founders said in a video that's kind of making the rounds right now.
What we're doing just makes me feel totally free. Kids, they see us out mobbed up on horses. It's like the coolest thing to them. The whole cowboy culture has been, to us, whitewashed. And a lot of our culture has been really swept under the rug. We're excited about changing culture, changing the world. We know what we can do, so we're just on a mission to do it.
So what he said is essentially, when you think cowboys, you think like Gene Autry or like, you know, I guess John Wayne. But apparently there were 5,000 to 8,000 African American ranchers and cowboys. I mean, finding that out, that's friggin' awesome.
And yeah, so cowboys were actually mostly not white, and it was like mostly like very young, like either like Latino like people or black people. Yeah.
You mean it wasn't all a bunch of people on horseback singing yippee-ki-yay?
It wasn't 50-year-old like chiseled, extremely handsome, but like scary white guys with their
just giving themselves lung cancer, chain smoking.
It's worth it.
I think this is awesome. One of the founders, Anthony Harris, said, "When I was 11, I saw a black guy who was washing his horse." Horses outside his home. I walked up to him and started asking him questions about horses because I'd only seen horses on TV before that. Another Leighton B. Real said, if we're walking on the street and a car drives past us that's from a rival gang, they assume that we're from a gang around here. But if they see us on horses, then they know we're from Richland Farms and they leave us alone, which is super awesome. And they rehabilitate like these horses that have been malnourished and
awesome. Kind of,
yeah, so it's super great. From that, we're gonna move on to something that was super awesome that is making the rounds on the internet this week. Deep fakes. For those of you who don't know, a guy named Deep Fake started making videos for adult themed films where he would put faces of famous people on adult films. And that is really disturbing. However, it is not quite as disturbing as this video that you're about to watch.
So you're a huge Bravo fan.
Oh,
who
yes.
Who is your favorite and least favorite housewife of all cities?
My favorite is probably Lisa Vanderpump. My least favorite, I don't want to have to say, because who knows when you're going to run into these people, you know?
I guess the idea to put Steve Buscemi's face on Jennifer Lawrence is one that I would not necessarily come up with.
Yeah, but now I feel like I want Buscemi on everyone's face.
I saw some that were going around where someone like made one
video where you put Nicolas Cage's face on into a famous other scene from a movie is weird, but they had done like 15 to 20.
Yeah.
Of putting his face on all that stuff. It's crazy. But yeah, for the, and then there's another, people are very concerned that there might be a video that comes around during this next campaign cycle where it's like one of the people running for president, you might put their face on like a really horrifying series of statements.
Oh, definitely. This is like one of those things where like I remember the first time I saw an iPhone and you're just like, oh my God. And you're like, you see that and you're like, oh, okay, here's a chunk of our future. Here's something that just you have to deal with now that's going to exist the rest of your life.
Yeah. Like you can kind of do it with Snapchat, but this is just way too real.
Yeah. And it's only gonna get realer.
Before we go, this is the tweet of the week. We'll put it up here. This is a great thing. As a scientist, I think you'll appreciate this. Someone tweeted, my 3-year-old is not vaccinated and there is currently a measles outbreak. Any suggestions for precautions that I can take to protect her?
Reevaluate your life values and try to... Yeah, I don't know. This is a tricky one. I have like, I'm like gonna be boring and be like, I could like talk for like an hour about like the whole anti-vax thing and how I think like, you know, we got here. So yeah, but yeah, it's tricky. It's a puzzle.
It's just, I would like to say, you should vaccinate your kids. Here are some other statements that people made. Have a measles party and may the strongest immune system survive. Survival of the fittest. And the other person said condoms, but you needed to be using them 3 to 4 years ago. Anyways, I wanna thank you so much. For being here. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Robin Loves Dinos. And then you can also, if you need to know chemistry for any reason, you can YouTube Robin Reaction, and that's my chemistry tutorial channel.
That's awesome. Yeah. I watched some of it and I was like, she's so smart.
Don't look it up unless you're taking chemistry. It's very boring.
People are waiting for like the joke. It's like, no, these are covalent bonds. That's just
Mean. No jokes. And thanks so much for using the photos.
Awesome. And thank you so much for being on and not asking for any royalties. This is our way of saying thank you. And thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time on the Happy Half Hour.